Hi and welcome back. Today we have a slightly different episode. I am reading one of the articles that we have produced in light of the coronavirus. It is called the COVID-19 Business Recovery Action Plan. This is a critical article which, you know, I'm appealing to business owners in the West to now start considering your recovery plan. We have all gone through incredibly difficult times. For many people, revenues have been brought down to nil, but we will recover from this. We will eventually regrow and recover from this crazy period of life, but the economy will rebound. Life will resume and it will get back to normal. The earlier you set about making plans for your business recovery, the better you and your business and your community will do. My simple thesis for this whole process is slash costs, adapt, and rebuild. I think all of us in business today need to do these three things: slash costs, adapt, and rebuild. Now, this is an outsourcing podcast, and of course, I'm a huge proponent of outsourcing and offshore staffing. And of course, I believe that outsourcing can play a key role in helping you and your business slash costs, adapt, and rebuild. And so that is what I discuss in this article, and I want people to, you know, listen to this and maybe get a little bit of hope that there are opportunities for people, that, you know, eventually we will come out of this, and also that outsourcing is out there as a resource that can help you rebuild your business. So this is an unusual episode. Please give me any feedback if it is valuable or if you enjoyed it. And if you want any of the show notes, of course, as always, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Payoneer, the leading global B2B payment solution for the outsourcing industry. If you're a BPO or freelancer or have outsourced staffing, then Payoneer makes sending and receiving international payments super simple, quick, secure, and of course, low cost. They have some fantastic features which have been designed specifically for the needs of this industry. You can easily manage payments between your clients, staff, and suppliers across multiple currencies and international bank accounts. Payoneer help make outsourcing easy, so consider them now. And if your BPO, clients, or suppliers aren't already using Payoneer, then ask them why not. For a limited time, Payoneer is offering a $50 bonus if you sign up now. So go to register.payoneer.com/OA or go to our website and we will have links there. The global economy is faltering. Business has been forcibly shut down. We're now navigating through one of history's most extreme black swan events. The repercussions of the economic suppression are severe, immediate, and ubiquitous. Even if the coronavirus is eradicated tomorrow, no one knows how long it will take for the economy to recover, and no one knows when coronavirus will be gone. Businesses are like a human heart. They need to keep beating. You just can't stop a business and start it up again in 2 months' time. You need to keep your business ticking over. Experts suggest the economy will either have a V-shaped recovery or a U-shaped recovery. V meaning a sharp bounce back, or U meaning a slow climb out of recession. The world may be facing its worst recession ever. Even once Corona has gone, the economy could take many years to rise from the ashes. However, we will conquer this. The human race is bigger than this, and it will prosper eventually. Chaos creates opportunity. The coronavirus is demanding a new business strategy. Within any down market, there are some incredible opportunities. We can already see an uneven distribution of impact from this pandemic. The health, delivery, and food sectors are struggling to keep up with the demand. They need people and resources now. Online SaaS and work from home tools are booming. An example of this is Zoom. They're trying to keep up with their demand. Home fitness apps and remote personal trainers are booming. Governments are spending unprecedented sums of money to support and stimulate the economy. In contrast, the travel industry has been all but decimated. Different parts of the lending and loan industry may either do well or collapse. And I'm sure Warren Buffett will no doubt find an opportunity in this somewhere. On March 5, Sequoia Capital, the preeminent Silicon Valley venture fund, raised an early alarm for businesses to be vigilant, stating, "Coronavirus is the black swan of 2020. A black swan is an extremely rare event with severe consequences. It cannot be predicted beforehand and can cause catastrophic damage to an economy. In Sequoia's sober message, they said, "Having weathered every business downturn for nearly 50 years, we've learned an important lesson. Nobody ever regrets making fast and decisive adjustments to changing circumstances. In downturns, revenue and cash levels always fall faster than expenses. In some ways, business mirrors biology. As Darwin surmised, those who survive are not the strongest or the most intelligent, but the most adaptable to change." They highlight six areas for close immediate attention: cash runway, fundraising, sales forecasts, marketing, headcount, and capital spending. They encourage all businesses to guard their cash, reassess the fundamentals, and focus on the product, the adaption and evolution of the product during this time. Some people will come out of this looking better than others. However, before there's any rebuilding, most businesses will have to cut costs and adapt. So how are you cutting costs? How will you adapt? How will you rebuild? Will you find the opportunities amongst the threats? Every business playbook and every situation is different, but amidst coronavirus, 100% of businesses will be tracing these next three steps. Number one, slash costs. Number two, adapt. Number three, rebuild. This is the new imperative for business in 2020. Slash costs, adapt, rebuild. Business is hard enough, even in good times. However, in the hard times, to add insult to injury, you have to do more with less. You have to evolve and be creative. There is no other option. You either sink or swim. In this circumstance, necessity is the mother of invention. When businesses are successful and economies are fat with profits, companies can become comfortable and complacent. Now that the tide has turned, only the tough and innovative will survive. No one has any choice now but to slash, adapt, and rebuild. Slash costs. All businesses are going to have to work through their own U-shaped or V-shaped journey. If you aren't one of those lucky sectors that are getting a boost from Corona, then you will have to respond quickly and slash all possible costs. Trim the fat and shut down any non-essentials. Generally, cuts are hard, so businesses cut their costs too little, too late. instead of one deep, painful gouge and then on to the rebuild, repeated smaller cuts are made, never quite getting ahead of the curve and creating a death by a thousand cuts scenario. Adapt. Once you get ahead of the curve with costs and you have bought yourself some space, it's now time to adapt to the new reality quickly. This even means a complete pivot if necessary. Don't rule anything out. Ironically, it takes time and resources to adapt, explore, and pivot. Now is not the time to experiment, but there is no choice. Some examples of adaptation: Canley's, one of Seattle's most acclaimed fine dining restaurants, now sells takeout burgers and fries. A Chinese SaaS company that I know of has done a complete pivot and started offering food deliveries. Conference and expo companies are moving into online webinars and chat rooms. And even Zoom, one of the winners from coronavirus, is adapting its pricing model to accommodate and encourage the new flood of users. Rebuild. When the time comes, you will need to rebuild. Resources will be scarce, and you will need to make the most of what you have. Your recovery might even be harder than the previous stages, but you have no choice. The world economy could be slow to recover and fragile for years ahead. Your building and recovery phase needs to be as efficient as possible. You need to rethink the norms of doing business. Business is tough now, but as the world emerges from this crisis, there are undoubtedly incredible opportunities waiting the agile and bold. Fortune favors the brave. Use your adaptation phase to prepare for the rebuild. Pivot, test, and reiterate. Test and reiterate again. Be ready with a new business and be ready to double down on what's working as the world emerges from its malaise. Offshore staffing, the magic bullet for your business. Yesterday, I read about another business in New York closing down because of the high cost of operations and crashing revenues. I read this article and thought I could have helped them save their business. Businesses support entire communities. They're critical to the fabric of society. It's a tragedy when a business closes down when there were options still available. You do not have to close your business. You do not have to weigh the best bankruptcy options. You do not have to let coronavirus get the best of you. Now is the time to start making an action plan for your business. Number one, slash costs. Number two, adapt. Number three, rebuild. Don't let this black swan get you. Employee salaries are the biggest expense for most companies. When faced with fundamental collapse, salaries have to be cut. Yet, people are essential. They are the lifeblood of any company. Thus, you are faced with a paradox and difficult choice. You keep your staff and try and evolve, or you slash your staff and have no means of rebuilding your company. Businesses are faced with this painful catch-22. Remove your staff and paralyze the business, or keep your staff and bankrupt your business. Offshore staffing, also referred to as outsourcing, provides you with the powerful second option, the middle ground. You can have the staff you need, yet slash costs and save money. If you have sufficient human resource, i.e. people, then you can overcome any obstacle. Outsourcing is counter-cyclical. The industry can thrive in market downturns when Western businesses are forced to cut costs. Recessions cause a spike in demand for outsourcing services and their expertise for good reason. Offshore staffing allows you to save 70% on your staffing costs, period. It enables you to slash your costs whilst maintaining the team necessary to rebuild your business. It gives you the space and resources you need to adapt and rebuild your business. Business owners are now forced to reconsider all cost-saving measures. Offshore staffing isn't about replacing your local staff with overseas workers. It's about giving your business the breathing room it needs to adapt to the new environment and start the recovery. Offshore staffing is a flexible, blended solution. Depending on your cash position, you can have a mixed team of offshore and local, or you can build entirely offshore teams. This podcast is brought to you by Outsource Accelerator. We are the world's leading outsourcing marketplace and advisory. We help big and small businesses with their outsourcing needs, and we can help you too. We cover everything from business and staffing strategy, optimal outsourcing structures, implementations, and fully managed services. If you're already outsourcing, about to start, or somewhere in between, then we can ensure that you get the best from outsourcing. That's the best prices, best terms, and of course, the best results from your outsourcing practices. We list over 700 outsourcing suppliers on our website, host this leading outsourcing podcast, and have over 5,000 pages of content. Because we span the entire market, we can ensure that you get the best deal possible. We offer everything from light brokerage, co-managed services, through to fully managed solutions. Get in touch today. Visit us at outsourceaccelerator.com/quote. Mention that you're a podcast listener, and we will give you special attention plus a 10% discount. This is for a limited time only. Go to outsourceaccelerator.com/quote. Put simply, outsourcing can save your business. There are profound reasons why offshore staffing can profoundly help your business today. Here are 6 reasons how it can help. Number 1, cost savings. You can save up to 70% on your staffing cost. This cannot be overstated. Offshore staffing can save you serious money. You can slash costs while still maintaining a workforce who can operate and grow your business. Cash is king right now, and offshore staffing allows you to save 50 to 80% on all in staffing costs. Number 2, work from home enabled remote workforce. So the world has had to quickly adapt to the new work from home environment. The outsourcing industry typically works from centralized offices, but it is fully work from home enabled and optimized. The coronavirus has shown the world that there are alternatives to traditional local staffing in-office solutions. Remote, outsourced, and offshore teams are a powerful alternative. Number 3, instant teams. Easy access to core and auxiliary staff. You can build the teams you need quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively. Offshore staffing allows you to rebuild either your core team or staff, operations, or auxiliary support teams such as customer support and logistics. These instant teams enable you to act quickly and get the resources you need quickly. Number 4, flexible, scalable workforce. Offshore staffing can provide a flexible, scalable workforce quickly. There is less employment regulation, and you can have the people you need for the time that you require. You can avoid all of your local employment red tape and bureaucracy. You can focus on your core business while the staff are taken care of by a third-party expert. Number 5, affordable external expertise. Draw on the experience of the BPO industry to help you get your processes set up quickly and running efficiently. Outsourcing is not about low-level back-office support roles. You can access the expertise you require to take your business to guide you through the challenging times. Sales, marketing, technical, and leadership roles are all available in the offshore and outsourcing industry to assist your business. Number 6, highly qualified, dedicated candidates. The Philippines has a population of 110 million people. There are 650,000 university graduates each year. English is the primary language of the country, and they are a Catholic culture. The current generation of Filipinos grow up using Netflix, YouTube, Twitter, and learning from the same online resources as their US and UK and Australasian counterparts. They are highly culturally aligned. Manila, the country's capital, is a modern, sophisticated city. The outsourcing industry has created an enormous wealth and opportunity and created a dynamic city full of world-class skyscrapers and business districts. A good salary in the Philippines, though, is $500 per month. So there is an incredible opportunity for a win-win solution here. Take control of the situation now. Slash costs, adapt, rebuild. It might sound counterintuitive to explore hiring staff in a crisis, but this is a strategy that helps you slash costs, yet take action, play offensive, respond to the environment, and start to rebuild your business. You can reach out to Outsource Accelerator now to have a discussion about the staff you need to slash costs and rebuild your business. We cover the entire market, can guarantee best prices, plus arrange flexible and accommodating terms. Specific strategies for rebuilding your business. How can you begin to adapt and rebuild your business in times of corona? Here are some core strategies that outsourcing can help you. Number 1, sales and marketing. Build the engine of your recovery now. Lead generation, lead scraping, appointment setting, sales, digital marketing, paid traffic, landing pages, and funnels and content. This can all be done now for cheaper than you think. Number 2, customer support. If you're seeing a spike in customers and opportunities, build your customer support and account management team offshore now. Save precious money and get it done by experts. Number 3, product design and delivery. Explore new ideas and opportunities. Get new products and business models designed and built with your offshore team. Companies with weak value propositions and poor product market fit will not survive coronavirus. Rethink and rebuild your products and service offerings now. Number 4, logistics and operations. The heart of your business can be operated by your offshore team. If the job can be done in front of a computer, then it can be done offshore. Reconsider what needs to be done from your own office. Number 5, accounting and bookkeeping. Get your accounting and bookkeeping done offshore. You can save incredible money and dedicate more attention to the detail. Your offshore finance team can help you build new financial models, projections, and even help with fundraising. Number 6, advisory and assistance. If you're under-resourced and needing to pivot into unfamiliar territory, then you will need some assistance with that transition. You can access the required expertise quickly and affordably with outsourcing. Your outsourcing supplier becomes as much a business partner as a services vendor. We can help you adapt to the new environment and rebuild your business. Common questions for the coronavirus business recovery plan. What is offshore staffing? Also known as outsourcing staff leasing and business process outsourcing, or BPO, it has been around for 30 years and has been passionately adopted by the world's big businesses. Small and medium-sized businesses, however, have been slow to adopt offshore staffing. They have been missing out on the incredible cost savings that offshore staffing affords. It is now available to small and medium-sized businesses, and now is the time that those businesses need to embrace outsourcing and offshore staffing options. How can outsourcing help my business? Offshore staffing is so much more than basic call centers and virtual assistants. Professional staffing solutions offer any kind of role and any profession out there. You can get the staff you need at a 70% discount to keep to the prices you are paying in your local market. You can get incredible, highly skilled and motivated, qualified staff working for you in your business. What does outsourcing know about my business? The outsourcing industry has 20 to 30 years of executive experience in taking business processes and optimizing them. You can get any kind of role and any kind of process built for your company. But don't forget that this is co-managed solutions. So you are very much in control of your team and your processes. In its simplest form, outsourcing is really staff augmentation. They are effectively your team and your staff. They are just officially employed in a different location under a different entity. That's all. How is outsourcing different to Upwork, Fiverr, and Freelancer? True outsourcing and Upwork and all those similar platforms have virtually nothing in common. Outsourcing is the professionalized version of Upwork. You get full-time dedicated staffing working from A-grade facilities. They are highly qualified, professionalized staff. They are specialists in their areas. The staff are recruited specifically for your needs and are dedicated to your company. In contrast, Upwork and the other platforms are good for short project-based work carried out by home-based freelancers. There is nothing comparing the two industries. With outsourcing, it is a highly professionalized, highly reliable, highly scalable, and highly dependable sector. And anything can be done for your business from this outsourcing sector. Start your business recovery action plan. Slash costs, adapt, rebuild. Again, it might sound counterintuitive to explore hiring staff in a crisis, but this is a strategy that helps you slash costs, yet take action, play offensive, respond to the environment, and start to rebuild your business. Reach out to us today, Outsource Accelerator, to have a discussion about the staff you need to slash costs and rebuild your business. We cover the entire market, can guarantee best prices, plus arrange flexible and accommodating terms. Okay, that was a unusual episode. That was me reading the COVID-19 Business Recovery Action Plan. If you have any feedback for this episode, please let me know. If you have any questions about any of this, as always, you can email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. If you want any of the show notes, if you want to see this article, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast. See you next time.